Welcome to Geeks of the North, a hobby and gaming podcast in the Dolph of Angus. We're here to paint some miniatures and talk about the hobby, so why don't you sit back, relax, grab a paintbrush, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to Geeks of the North, your hobby and gaming podcast in the Dolph of Angus. As always, I am your host, Paul Filio, here once again this week with my most beloved co-host, Antoine Bergeron.
Hello!
You know, I almost said B. Steve, which would have been hilarious. And it was totally been by accident. For some reason, B. Steve was about to come out of my mouth, and I'm like, that's not Steve.
No, it's not.
That would have been kind of bizarre, but funny. Mm-hmm. How's it going, Antoine?
Going well. Busy, busy weeks.
Yeah, well, nationals in 4 days.
4 days, yeah. Yeah.
You still at 36?
No, we're up to 40 now.
Oh. Maybe you make a last mad dash and get to 50?
I don't see that happening.
I can dream for you.
I'm fine with 40. It's less stuff to cast.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I would be happy for the winners to if we get to 450, but...
Yeah, the Chicago guys don't need it.
And already reaching 40 is good.
Yeah, it's more than we expected, right?
Yes. That's what
it's all the way.
That's what we were aiming for. We didn't really think 50 was realistic, so 40 was our goal.
And it's unfortunate that we lost a lot of the local players, like they just couldn't do it that weekend.
Yeah,
because we would have been a lot closer to 50, right?
Yeah, I think so. We would have probably doubled the local players, or at least 50% more. That would have helped. But there are other events, and
yep,
that's what we have to do with the secondary game. So
yeah, just make it through this year, Antoine.
No, that's fine. Just,
all you got to do is make it through this year. Yeah.
And you? Yeah. Are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Tired. Always tired. What else is new? haven't done a whole heck of a lot of hobbying or anything, so a little. And, you know, practically, or actually no gaming, so. Just, it's been a slow gaming, month? 2 months? I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I played a game. That's okay. These things happen. These things called life.
Mm-hmm.
It's, no, I always find it interesting. This is totally not related to anything else on the show. But, I occasionally browse through, like, other, like, painting sites, painting Facebook groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm in one, I'm looking at a model, and it's, just, it looks like it's at the beginning of the color blocking stage, right? And it's streaky and blotchy and missing colors. Like, it's not evenly coated. It's not. And the guy posts his picture of his thing, and his comment is he's talking about how incredible the paints are. And it makes me laugh when someone tries to, you know, this product is amazing. And the thing they post with it as a picture, as proof, is like a not done, half started, like blotchily painted, like
yeah.
I'm not sure how that's gonna convince anyone of anything, but that's okay. These people are not in marketing, that's all I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm. Were they fans in that case, or were they the company?
No, fans.
Oh yeah. Well,
no, I'd hope the company would be smarter than that. But it's always, you know, look at this thing. Look how great a job, you know, brand X of paint did. And then you post something that's not, you can't even really call it. I mean, it's the earliest stages of a work in progress.
Right? Yeah. It depends. Some people stop there, so it might be a big progress for them.
Well, no, it's not even completed color blocking. It's like half color blocked, right? People don't usually stop at the half color block stage. I expect most people to at least do a color blocking and a wash. Yeah. Not that I care if people don't paint their stuff. That's fine. I prefer if they do, but I don't want to be a snob. Yeah, that kind of ties into our topic for later.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's almost like I planned it, but I totally did. yeah, so hobby table. What do I got here? Well, actually, right now I don't have anything in front of me. I didn't set up hobby stuff tonight because we're going to try to make this a quick recording. And my room that I hobby in is kind of like the Arctic right now. So it is more important that I keep myself warm by wrapping myself in a blanket than actually painting something. But this week I did do a little bit of hobby. I got two stone shapers for my Circle of Warbros army painted. And Baldur 1 is pretty much complete. So I am on track to actually have everything done by the end of the week like I set myself up to. Or at least have all the models painted. They probably won't be based. Unless some miracle of timing happens. But, but yeah, they'll all be painted at least, which is cool. And I can do the basing next week or whatever.
Yeah, having them painted is... That's what you were aiming for, so...
Yeah, that's most of the work, right? Basing is... I'm just doing simple bases. You know, dirt, paint, some flocking, like, tufts, nothing... I mean, there's Circle Orbros there. They're running around in the forest. What else do people expect?
Dirty hippies.
Dirty hippies. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Aside from that, I got zero games in. Because my gaming life sucks. Though there is apparently a chance that I may get an actual practice game of Guild Ball in this week before the Nationals. So maybe I'll actually remember the rules. By Saturday.
By the event.
Yeah, that's the plan. Otherwise, it's going to be 2 days of me going, yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing, guys. Just correct me when I botch something up. Well, the way I see it, if I lose the first round graciously and then continue the downward slide towards the fun bracket, it should be okay. I'll be down there with someone. I don't know who.
It's a good path to be in.
Yeah.
Simple but fun path.
Usually. I had a laugh because I got a message from 80% G, as we call him, last night. He's looking for players for the following week for his team for the tech, yeah, the team championship for the team tournament.
War Machine team tournament.
In Quebec. And I told him I couldn't just because, like, I can't go away 2 weekends in a row, leave the wife with the kids.
Yeah, that's a big reason why we're missing player.
It's not fair, right? So.
No.
And then this morning, Yom, who's on that team, contacts me again, like, you know, I know you said no, and I know how you feel about it, but, that's funny. I think he thought I'd said no because of the fact that I'm down on the game and, down on my ability, like, to play in a competitive environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you know, I haven't played in like a year. I don't think I've even played this edition of Steamroller. So I don't know any of the scenarios. And I'm not even sure what army I'd play, but that's not the reason I'm not going. Actually, I'd probably just play my mercenaries since they're all painted. Just take them. Play Ostrom all day.
Something you know.
Yep. Something I have fun with, more importantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do something weird, like do a double dwarf hammer strike list and confuse people. One with Ostrom, one with like, not Mad Hammer. With Gorton. Yeah. Something silly and fun. Or do the silly Gorton list I had at one point that had, what's his name? The minion crocodile caster. Gator caster.
Snapjaw, Strong High.
Wrong Eye and Snapjaw.
Wrong Eye, yeah.
Yeah, him running the Dracodile. And Gorton running the Earthshaker. So it's like a double giant base, completely useless list. But, you know, a bunch of giant bases running around. It's always good. Anyway, enough of that. Yeah, so I had to turn that down, which kind of sucks. It would have been fun playing with those guys. But just can't swing it. Yeah, what about you? You got any hobby or gaming done the last week?
No. Nothing. Ubby. It's more work than Ubby at this point, but I've been doing casting for the National. For the swag gold token we're doing. So I'm more than halfway done. We've got more registration this week, which is fun, but it also means I'll probably end up short. So I'll have probably the locals all hold up on giving them their items, and I'll give it to them in the upcoming weeks, next time I'm able to go to the store or something like that.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone will be fine with it.
It's a rough week because this week I'm away 2 days for a work retreat and out of
town. Oh, it's your annual retreat.
Yeah, and out of town another day to help a friend move. So that's not helping me getting stuff cast.
Yeah, don't say.
No. And on the Friday evening before the tournament, we go to set up the venue. So I lose two or three casting run there. So that's another six bays I could have done. We'll see.
Yeah, that,
but
that sucks.
Hobby wise, I've been doing cleaning in my hobby room. So at least now I see the floor and I'm able to move without going over boxes. That's been helping.
That's always a step in the right direction.
One of the reason I didn't have time is because I've talked about it in the past few weeks, but we are selling the old or gaming club. We run events with the Club Chaos. We ran a local convention and we help with tournaments and stuff like that. And we've been listing everything, and it's been finally sold. And I moved it out of my house, and the other person that was keeping the stuff at their place.
Storing it?
Yeah, storing it last week. So this took an evening just to get everything assembled, another evening to do all the road trips to get that stuff out to the buyer. That means more space here, which is good. I finally can see the walls in some of the rooms, so that helps instead of having stacks of boxes. So it's good because there's breathable space now. But I still need to do more cleaning, but it's that since I think I mentioned we had a small water leak this winter.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Yeah,
everything was chaotic since then. So last week I've been able to sort some of it and finally get stuff back into the storage space I have where the water leak was, and combined to all the terrain and boards leaving. And other accessories, that's good. That doesn't equate to any hobby, but now I have hobby space. So that's a plus.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
Yeah, but that's it. I didn't have time for a game. And this weekend, my oldest's birthday, but we had stuff planned both days. So there was no gaming with M here either. So. No family board gaming. So the only real hobby I did in the last week was tonight when we started recording. I just continued working on the monkeys before we started recording. That's my only hobby this week. Only real hobby. Continuing the monkeys I've been doing for the past two recordings. It's just the base. It's going to be finished tonight. So at least there's that. I'll have to varnish and add some clutter to the base, but that's it. So he's gonna be done.
Well, at least there's that.
Yeah,
he's a good looking monkey. Did he end up with the pink shirt in the end?
Striped pink shirt. I don't think you've seen the stripes.
No, I did.
Yeah, okay.
I saw pictures. You posted it in the group. I just forgotten. Yeah, he looks really cool. Well done, sir.
Yeah, I'm really happy with him. So, and the base is coming along. I need just to shut up and concentrate for 5 minutes and it's going to be done. So it's not good for the show, but he's going to be done by the end of the show. I'm pretty sure. I still have some black lining to do between tiles and some dirt piles to just
dirty. Small detail stuff.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. And after that, just repaint the rim black. And that's it. And his little buddy, the small print of power I was working on, I did the base at the same time, so he too will be really fast to do. If all goes well, I don't have any more stuff after this weekend, so I don't.
Yeah, I saw you made a whoring post where you're like, looking for work. Someone needs me, I'm looking for work.
Yeah, we have expenses that came in, so I wouldn't be against painting some stuff. To be honest. Yeah,
I figured as much, and I understand. Yeah. Oh boy, do I understand.
Yeah, you too. You had some unexpected expenses coming up
your way. Unexpected $3,000. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's why I made the post. I don't think I ever made a public, like, looking for work post. But that's
well, fun. Congratulations. So it caught my eye. So, yeah.
If any of our listeners are looking for either painting or sculpting, contact me.
Yeah. Pour yourself, Antoine. Do it. Do it. Yeah.
That's the extent of it.
Yeah, this should work.
But if I don't get any new work, I know what I'm working on next. So I'm going to finish those two monkeys, but after that I want to do the... we've mentioned that I had them unpainted yet, but I'm going to finish the Fubarnies for Anariel first, because they're all assembled, they're all clean. I just need to decide on a basing scheme for them to see if I need to prepare it before painting. And but they're small. There's not a ton of them. There's like 10 or 12. And the other guys I painted, the Vanus, were super fast to paint. So I expect them to be fast too. So it would just be cool to have a completed project, fully completed project. So they're next. But that's it. I have so little hobby that I talk about future hobby.
Yeah, well, I got the bases just came in today for my Pulp City stuff. So hopefully next week when we're doing the show, I'm working on Pulp City.
That's cool.
That is my goal. Yeah, that's my plan. And if I can get the owner of Pulp City to get back to me, hopefully I can place an order for some other stuff before they close up shop again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sneak in under the wire. It's my birthday's coming up, so it'll be my birthday gift to myself. Excuse me while I randomly update stuff in my 3D printer. Hopefully it won't kill anything. Yeah, that's my plan tonight, start printing something for the prize pool at the event. But the first part of the file is a 25-hour print.
Oh.
So, yeah. What could go wrong? It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll just tell myself that, and, yeah. All right. So, now that we've done the hobby and our pathetic gaming, we could go into our main topic. This is going to be a short show. Look at this. We go into our main topic. We're only 20 minutes in, Antoine. This is madness. Madness.
Yeah. Well, that's what the week is.
Yeah, that's true. So we were discussing the beginning of the show, me trying to get stuff painted or whatever, and you know, having painted stuff on the table versus unpainted. And I mentioned that it was going to tie into the topic, because the topic is GW's launch of the Battle Ready standard for miniature painting.
One thing I'm not sure on, is it a launch or just an update to the previous way?
I don't think so. Back in the day, we used to have something called three-color minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But I was pointing that to was more of a recent.
Oh, more recent?
By all means. the document point to two ways of doing battle ready, but one of those ways has been the way Game Workshop have been promoting paints for a while now. So
The base shade and yeah.
Yeah, so was it called battle ready?
No, I think this is something new. Okay. I think they're just trying to define a level that is tabletop ready for beginners. Because one of the biggest problems with painting or with the miniature hobby, right, is miniature hobbyists tend to buy far more than they actually paint. And then they assemble it all because they want to play with their little toys, understandably. But then it becomes overwhelming to paint because there's one of you and, you know, 150 miniatures. And if you're going to take 5 hours to paint each dude, well, that's a heck of a lot of time to invest, right?
Yeah, that's fine with a base box of Guild Ball team with six models. But when you have four 30 men or squads that are only 25% points of your army.
Yeah. And this doesn't work anymore, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've always had something we call tabletop standard, right? Which is base coats and a wash or whatever. But I don't know if it's ever really been officially endorsed / promoted by GW, right? Mm-hmm. Event organizers used to have a three-color minimum rule that we'd always see. You know, your models had to have at least three colors on them and be based.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, that led to some really, really fugly models. I will also tell you, to my shame, that somehow I managed to lose to those fugly models in a painting competition for painting score at a tournament once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember that?
I remember that.
Where I lost to the army that was primed half red, half black?
Yeah.
Somehow?
With your fully painted arm.
Yeah. I still can't figure that out. Because my army was literally just tabletop. But it was all painted and it was all different colors. And like,
I've already talked about that on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. It's a sore spot, Antoine. I have PTSD about it, okay? But anyway. Yeah. And I think this is a cleaner definition than that whole three color minimum because they've got visual examples, right? So I think it's a really good initiative.
And also the new paints, the new technical paints and
the contrast paints.
Paints or the wash, how they work make it so much easier to have a good result than just the base one layer stuff that was promoted before. It makes for a lot better miniatures with less work. So it's a win-win. You put less time than you had to do before for better results. So
yeah.
Why wouldn't you try to get your stuff painted that way?
And you know, looking at it, I mean, it kind of makes me laugh because if you look at their example picture, right, where there's like the contrast method is apply your contrast colors, apply your technical basing material or whatever, model is done. That's it. That's all. But then you look at the like model battle ready like example photo, and the model has edge highlighting, and the base is obviously not just their technical paint. So I find it a little bit weird. but hey, point being, you can just do something.
Well, their base is just one of their texture paints, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe my jar, I can't even talk. Maybe my jars of those paints were just terrible, but I never got a finish that actually looked like it was like lumps of sand like that.
Okay. That's possible.
So I call shenanigans, but maybe it's just me. But, you know, using their example, you know, if I saw a whole army of that across the table from me, I'd have no problem with it.
Oh, no, for sure.
I would much rather play neat, quickly painted stuff than gray, unpainted stuff.
Yep.
I really think these contrast paints are going to... I don't want to say revolutionize painting, because I don't think they're going to change anything for people who paint have a style and a method and will continue to paint that way. But I think they're really going to help a lot of people.
They democratize some metal that were available to high-level painter that could mix specialist mediums and inks and stuff like that. And they make it readily available and easy to use.
Yep.
Those are techniques that the regular hobbyist that only know Game Workshop wouldn't have known and be unable to use because they didn't know about it.
True enough. Here's the GW blurb on Battle Ready. Battle Ready is for anybody, but especially for those of you looking to get more of your collection ready for a game. It's a new standard that is all about producing the best results in the shortest possible time. You don't need to have painted the... I can't even read tonight. You don't need to have painted the pupils of every one of your witch elves to enjoy watching them blend through a unit of clan rats. We want Battle Ready to become the global standard for games everywhere so that more people can enjoy the full spectacle of two beautiful Warhammer armies clashing in glorious battle. Now, the other thing is, I will say this will definitely help marketing, too. Painted armies sell miniatures.
Oh, yeah.
Events full of painted armies will sell more miniatures to more people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going to the gaming store and seeing people with two painted armies will definitely be more motivating and more interesting than, a sea of gray. So I really like this. I like they put a clear definition on it and some clear examples. I miss the old GW because it's hard to hate on this new one. And like most gamers, I love to complain, so there's not really a lot to complain about. I feel empty inside.
Yep. Just saying. Yep. No good reason to complain. You could always complain.
I just have to fill that hole with more making fun of Yom, I guess.
Yeah, that's always one of your options.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Never stop.
And I never really stopped making fun of Yom. You know what's funny is the amount of colors in this range, too.
Yeah, I didn't expect to have that many available. But it makes sense. You don't want to mix them. You don't want to color them. In theory, they shouldn't be mixed with anything. So having a larger range makes it easier, more accessible. Yeah. You'll be able to use them for whatever you want to paint.
It's like 33 colors in a medium or something?
Is there a medium or it's the primer?
No, there's two special primers, but they've also got a medium, right? Because you can't thin the paint with water or anything. So it's got its own medium.
I didn't look at that.
Aptly named contrast medium. Though the fact that a completely transparent product is called contrast makes me laugh. But it's okay. Okay, well, we're 30 minutes in, Antoine, and we've run out of stuff to say.
Yeah.
We're pretty sad.
Yeah, this was a small topic. There's not much more to say about that. We could just mention our two Kickstarters and call it a short week, and we'll have more content next week. We'll have the National to talk about. I'm sure Steve will forbid us from saying anything real and have to record a Guild episode.
Oh, yeah, the other show we did from time to time. I think we lost our momentum about the time that Steamforge Games signed up to be on the show and then just didn't show up. I think that was about the end of the momentum.
Maybe.
All right. So let's talk about our Kickstarters.
Yeah. So I have a couple
up.
Them available. So first, Taiyo Dynasty's Samurai Miniature Games by Ulfsark Games. So this is a skirmish miniature game based in feudal Japan with, they call it animalistic twist. So they are anthropomorphized animal into clans. They have great minis. The box comes with two starting factions, dice, tokens, everything, cards, everything you need to start playing. They have some pretty cool sculpts, some that are, I find it or miss, but they've been at it for a while. I've been seeing promotion post for them for, I think, at least the past year. So working on it, beta testing. The beta rules are available right now to download on the Kickstarter page. So lots of stuff available. And you can see some of the miniature from the starter set, the final cast, and some of the painted symbols too. So there's a ton of options. Lovely. And they do explain the rules. They do. There's not just the beta rules available to them, but you have some explanation on the Kickstarter page too. So that's cool. They're mixed clans. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at the models. Some of the sculpts are more interesting than others.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to kind of get a good gauge, of the miniature quality, just because the paint jobs on their Kickstarter page are, pretty basic. So I don't really have a good idea of how detailed the miniatures are. They look pretty nice. Do you have any thoughts on them?
Like I've said before, some I really like, other I could pass. Like you mentioned, it's also hard to see details, but I've been seeing a lot of posts about them before even the Kickstarter. So I've seen other, like, bigger views of the pictures or, like just the cast before painting. So I've seen more than what's available right now, like in the pictures in the Kickstarter page. So
okay.
They look pretty good from what I've seen.
Oh, all right, cool. What's the price on the Kickstarter here for the starter?
What they call their Samurai Pledge, which gives you the 2-player starter set that includes one for each faction, the Iron Peril Army and the Atsuda Vanguards, and also all the components required to play. So that's 10 resin miniatures, all the tokens, cards, and dice, plus the rulebook, and that's £60.
And the tokens are coins, and they're in metal.
Yeah, so metal coins. Cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, looking at it. Okay, so they're at let's see here. They're at £3,726 out of £25,000. So they got a long way to go, but there's still a lot of time. It's 23 days remaining, so it's probably a 30-day Kickstarter or something.
I think it was a bit under that, but something like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, so there's still plenty of time for them to hit their target, so people should go over there and check it out. Let us know what you think. And this will finish on June 20th, so the day after my birthday.
So is it going to be like during my last birthday where you counted every news item based on my birthday for 3 weeks?
No. No, that just popped in my head. Forget I mentioned it.
I'm not sure I will forget.
Yeah. All right, you have another Kickstarter. Let's go.
Yeah, the second one by Dead Alive Games. It's the Omnicron Protocol. This is a miniature game. It's more of a hybrid miniature board game because you play on a X map. However, it's fully miniatures. You have miniature terrain, dice, everything. It's just the movement and the calculation are done in X's instead of tape. It's a Nintra apocalypse setting, which there is an apocalyptic event happening in a specific city in their setting, and you are playing the people who are quarantined in that city where it's happening.
Well, fun.
Yeah. A lot of people have been evacuated, but you're stuck with the people still in.
So it's a game filled with hope is what you're saying.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're trying to do. You're hoping to be able to get out of there.
It's like that Will Smith movie, the zombie one, whatever it was called.
iZombie something?
Was it? No. He did iRobot.
iRobot.
I don't think it was iZombie. That would be funny. Will Smith, star of all the I movies. I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, yeah. Okay.
iZombie. I'll try. I think there is a show. Wasn't there a TV show called iZombie or something?
Possible.
But with a female zombie, but she's aware that she's a zombie, and she's trying to hide it and carry on with her everyday life.
There's the Santa Clarita Diet. which is a girl that's being like a zombie, but...
This is something else. It's on Netflix. Anyway. not on topic for this poor Kickstarter that we're mangling. No. Right, so Kickstarter. Here we go. There appears to be a crap ton of stuff in this box.
Yes. Oh, the game is 1-4 player instead of being just a 1-versus-1 regular thing we see for miniature games usually. So which makes it even more...
And it's got solo mode.
Solo mode too. Because you're playing versus... while you're playing, there are third parties or... Well, third, fourth, fifth party, depending on the number of players you're there. And the...
Right.
The non-player characters are always played by the by your opponents during your turn. A bit like...
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I understand what you mean.
So, and there's a ton of stuff in the box. The base box comes with two faction and civilians. Cards, tokens, lots of tokens and cards. Dice and some 2D terrain, 2D flat terrain. Printed on X's for the fitting size. So there's a ton of stuff. And after that, there are expansions and supplementary miniatures. I'm sure they have stretch goals planned for more miniatures and more factions.
Yeah, let's take a look at the numbers. So $79 US gets you the core box and all unlocked, all applicable unlocked stretch goals. And then you can just add on to if you want to. Delivery is August 2020, so that's not too far out. Okay.
It's a really good price because the box
comes the quantity of stuff.
So like, I think 12 models for the base factions, or 6 each. And 16, what they call Sims, which are probably the people affected by the virus in that setting. So you have like almost 30 miniatures in the box, plus everything else, all the tokens and cards for $80. Yeah. That's a really good price.
It's definitely a good value. All right. So looking at the numbers here, they have $21,588 raised, US, I'm guessing, of a $60,000 goal. So they're about a little over a third of the way there. With 231 backers and 24 days left to go. So still plenty of time for them to hit their goal. It's far away still, but it is definitely reasonable to expect that they might, at the very least.
Yep.
Alright. So I guess that's it. It feels weird.
Yeah.
It's a really short show.
Well, after our hiatus, we were doing shorter shows, so it just fits into that.
Is it really?
Just being the more rambly in the past months.
I am pretty rambly. It is kind of my raison d'être, I won't lie. All right, Antoine. Well, I will let you go get back to casting.
Yep.
I will go and get back to sleeping. And I will catch you here next week where we can talk about all the fun that happened at Nationals.
Or not.
If
Steve's don't allow us.
That's true.
The end in case, maybe, we'll just hint at it.
Exactly, we can hint at it. We can like speak in code. Pig Latin. Whole show in Pig Latin talking about the event. Anyway, enough. I'll talk to you later, Antoine. Have a good day.
Bye, Paul, and bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find the Gaming Careers Podcast, the resource for people looking to find their fit in the gaming industry. You will hear game industry professionals talk about how they succeed in today's competitive environment and how you can do the same. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.